Letters from Our Readers, March, April, 2019. Readers of Beyond Today magazine share their thoughts in the March, April, 2019 issue. What's behind the growing culture war? I think the cover story on the culture war is such an important topic for today. I appreciate every issue of your magazine and have been reading them for years. Thank you for bringing the much-needed truth of God's work into the public eye from the internet. I just received your January-February issue of Beyond Today. Outstanding! The article, "Thinking of Getting an Abortion? Don't Do It?" is a great article, and I want to make some copies for some people I know from the internet. In your article of the culture war, you failed to state how the church has failed and is still failing to do its job. It has lost its backbone. I believe that church needs to look inwardly and ask God to reveal where we have failed him. Where have we been a part of the problem and not the solution? From the internet. We fully agree that many churches have failed to teach what the Bible says about so many of the important issues that are dramatically reshaping Western culture. This is why we devoted almost the entire issue to explaining a true biblical perspective on these matters. Thanks for the Beyond Today television program. I love the explanation and preaching of your three pastors on Beyond Today TV. I have been alone since my husband passed away, so I keep searching for something that will help me to move on from my grief. I'm happy reading the Word of God, but I want to understand it very well, and I'm glad that I found your program from the internet. How can I find a congregation near me? I'm looking for a church in my area that does not celebrate Christmas and Easter, since they are pagan and against the Bible's teaching. Any help would be appreciated from the internet. I'm looking forward to attending your church this coming Sabbath. I'm new to this type of church, although I've been a Christian for years. The Lord Jesus has led me to believe I should go to a Sabbath-keeping church. This makes me happy to find a home congregation to worship with like-minded Christians. Reader in Washington. My brother has encouraged me to watch your videos on many different topics concerning Scripture. These past few weeks, I have discovered the answers to many things that had confused me in the Bible for years. I feel confident that I am ready and understand that the Sabbath is to be observed on the seventh day as instructed in Scripture. I am excited about joining a local church and excited about relearning everything from the beginning. From the internet. We welcome people who desire to worship God in like mind with us on his Sabbath day. You can find our congregation closest to you at ucg.org/congregations. Concerns about suicide. My aunt recently killed herself. I want to know if she'll still go to heaven and not to hell. I loved her so much. I just don't want her to suffer anymore, and I don't want to torture myself over the thought she may be in hell. She had three kids and was married. They all needed her. I do not want to feel this way every time I look at her kids. From the internet. My fiance committed suicide. He was not in his right mind. He was under the influence of drugs. He knew the word, and as a child, accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. But he did not live a righteous life. He had a moment of weakness. I do not even think he was aware of what he was doing. I am torn and worried about his eternal life and where his soul is. From the internet. My mother committed suicide in 2011. What does this mean for her soul? And did she go to heaven? She was severely depressed. I have so many questions, and I don't think I have come to terms with this. From the internet. Suicide is a raw, heartrending experience for everyone affected. We receive many messages from people in despair over loved ones who committed suicide, or from people contemplating it themselves. To those contemplating it, don't. Seek help now. Your life is precious in God's sight. And there are undoubtedly others who care for you. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or another support network in your local area to start the process of getting help. For those whose loved ones have committed suicide, we offer a free Bible study guide that examines the biblical point of view on the subject, including the hope of God's plan for their eternal life. It's called Suicide: Understanding and Preventing It.
For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.